A lot of these people obviously do not follow us. They just, it was just came on the reels on the Explore page and grabbed them with the hook.
I do a lot of lines. Man, we got a lot of hate comments on this one.
Yeah. And so people are like, yeah.
Snorting lines.
Well, making that connection with doing lines. First of all, Josh does not do lines. He does other shit. I'm just kidding. That being said, we're making a shirt that says I do lines.
I do a lot of lines.
And we're going to sell it for $9.99 just in a special right now. I do lines and Josh is going to be right there. Yeah, it's crazy,
that's
dude.
Another thing we had this month too, huh? We got a bunch of hate comments and we had Hillary.
Oh, yeah, Hillary. It all came down to us and we're still here.
Welcome back to another episode of the Iconic Mindset.
Yeah.
My name is Josh. I'm right here with my co-host, Ricky. You guys already know.
Carlos, did you get me when I went like this?
You even wore your special shirt today.
I would fucking wear a nice shirt. I'm glad you brought it up, dog.
Hey, man.
This is my Vegas shirt.
It brings out the color in your eyes.
Brings out my caramel skin.
Hey, it kind of does. You look more tannish.
I know.
It's the red.
Cali tan.
It's the red.
A lot of people pay fucking dollars just to be in a tanned. I don't know how much they pay, but people pay to get this color. I got it natural.
Natural. Mocha.
Caramelo.
Homie, I'm caramel. You're mocha.
Oh, you're fucking latte, fucking espresso.
Carlos, what am I?
Venti. What's the small one on the...
You're white for sure.
Hey, what's the small one on Starbucks? What's the small one? Venti?
No.
Huh? That's tall, right?
Tall.
You're the mini shot.
Tall is a small.
Mini latte.
Also... As you guys can see, we survived the hurricane.
Earthquake?
Earthquake.
Supposedly there was a hurricane.
I didn't feel that hurricane, man.
No?
You guys said it wasn't raining that bad over here, huh?
You weren't here?
No. I was over there.
Where was over there?
I was fucking LA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, it was nothing here.
I canceled my appointment, dude. It was fucking pouring so bad over there.
Yeah?
It was bad, like...
Sprinkled
over
here.
I went to a store to pick up some things real quick. And I got on the freeway for like 5 minutes. I fucking slid. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm going home.
Nah, I wasn't. I mean, what did I do that day? We stayed home.
Ah, see?
We stayed home. Well, it was a Sunday, so there's really nothing to do. Couldn't go to the beach or nothing. So we watched movies all day and relax. And I was expecting a big shower of water. And it was
like over past, I guess.
Chill.
You feel like Carlos? You're Lauren?
It was overhyped.
Oh, he's in the OC. He's like,
I didn't feel it, but there was a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. It was like a normal, like, you know, winter, fall. Just the only difference, it felt humid.
Oh, it was super humid.
Yeah.
I was fucking sweating. I had no AC either on the car.
That's about as close as I ever get to go to Hawaii. So I was in my backyard drinking a fucking, not smoking, yo. drinking a margarita in my backyard went next to a palm tree. I thought that was Hawaii for me. Just kidding.
Hawaii. That's why you brought the shirt out, huh?
Bro, what's up?
He's still
really liking the shirt,
he's
huh?
Still in the island feel.
It feels good.
Feels good on my body.
Yeah, I want to change it up. Usually we wear black or gray. You know, I'm like,
are you talking shit, dog?
No. Yeah, say. Black makes us feel skinny, dog, so I don't know.
That's why I wear it. that's why I don't wear bright colors. It makes you look more round.
All good. All right, man. Let's get back to this, man. Let's go to the podcast, you know. Have you done any tattoos, pretty interesting tattoos this week? No? Okay, let me talk about mine.
I'm just kidding.
Seems about right. Seems we're going about the right pace.
Yeah, it seems like the podcast. I did a cool one. I did a second session on our tax specialist's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on Suhei. Shout out to Prominence Services, Tax Services. Her son wanted a Grim Reaper and with roses. But the first session, I did the roses. And this time, about 3 weeks later, we did the Grim Reaper.
Why did you break up that tattoo?
because it was a lot, dude. It was a lot. And I'm realizing, especially because he's tall, he had like a long from elbow to shoulder.
And you did a lot more details this time.
And there was a lot more detail. And the Grim Reaper, actually, we're going to put it right here as we speak. Right, Media Man? This was like from Midjourney. So Midjourney, like I put hyper realistic.
Cheater.
Fuck yeah. Journey on the way, dog. Hey.
Do you guys agree? Should you use fucking AI to create your designs?
Shit. My bank account agreed. You know what I'm saying? That's what Matt, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I use Midjourney. And so it had a lot of like waves on the cape. But you gotta be careful with Midjourney, guys, because Midjourney still doesn't get the hands right. And I had six fingers. So my client realized it. He's like, you can see it right here. You know, my client was like, you can put all those six fingers in there. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I looked and it had like five. And then, so I had to read.
It had like an extra thumb.
Yeah. No, it wasn't an extra thumb. It was actually, instead of like this holding the scythe or whatever you call that thing. It was more like that. So you got to be careful with the hands. So I had to recreate the hands. It wasn't that bad. I had to just eliminate a little bit, but I'm glad he brought it up. Even though this happened to me and Romeo before where we're just tattooing and we're like using a Midjourney design. And eventually we're going to catch it. We should. If not, you're in trouble, you know? So yeah, that was fun.
I think Midjourney is, or AI, it's still, maybe probably like in two more versions, we'll probably get the hands right.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, we can't just copy exactly what comes out.
I know, but
edit it, you know?
Yeah, it's usually the hands and it's the face or the nose.
Teeth.
Teeth too?
Teeth.
I've seen the nose.
Nose?
The nose comes out like either too pointy or too flat.
Oh. No, for us, we've seen with Romeo, one of our artists here, he was doing a tiger or a lion and had a lot more teeth on it.
Like a fucking piranha?
Yeah, it had like double jaws. Yeah, I did like that in double jaws. And I'm like, hey, you got to change this. And he's like, oh, shit. And for me, it was the hands. So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, the cloak, it was pretty dope to do. It was fun.
I guess the whole point for AI is not to do exactly what you get from it, but like get a starting point for a design. And then obviously you change it as an artist.
Yeah, because there's no Grim Reapers like this out in Pinterest. And Pinterest was our AI, our initial AI. Mm-hmm. We would put in Grim Reaper and it was just be anybody who shared something. So we would use that. I mean, I'm talking from my experience. I just go to Pinterest. Like, I don't like to work hard, you know?
You still pay for Midjourney?
Yeah. Huh? $30 a month.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Because I've gotten... I mean, I love how this tattoo came out, and I've done three tattoos out of that maybe already, three designs. Mm-hmm. So at the rate that I charge, it pays for it, you know, like 10 times, you know? Mm. So, yeah, and I'll probably use it more. It just has to be the right idea, you know?
Yeah.
This Gripper, I've never seen it before. I just love how it looked, and I was having fun with it, and I actually approached it way different than... the normal than my tattoos. I went super dark on the center. I wanted to give it a high contrast. You even said that, right? You're like, this is dark.
Yeah.
But I had to make it dynamic, you know? And that's what it called for, I guess, in the design.
I think one thing I've noticed about the AI designs, they have a lot to do with color. So if you're trying to change them up to black and gray, I feel like you lose a lot of the details that it gives you as well. So separate.
You could type in black and gray photography.
Yeah, yeah, I seen that too. But like, I mean, some of the best designs I've seen were in color. And I think it's just those splashes of colors next to each other that really make the design.
Makes it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty dope. So, yeah, I had fun with that. And yeah, the first session was the roses. Those were a lot of detail, and I already knew that I had to take my time in them. Sometimes it's best to just break it up. I mean, my client was willing to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So
a tip is get clients that understand your process. And if you say it's three sessions or two sessions or five sessions, they're willing to, they get a better tattoo, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah. I think the best response I've heard from that is an artist say, I don't know how long it's going to take me.
I actually disagree with that. Huh? Who said that? You don't want to say?
I don't want to say, but it's one of my friends.
Come out there, dog. Why did they say that?
Just kidding. They're saying that she doesn't want to say exactly, like, it's either going to take 3 or 4 sessions, but I'm not sure exactly. I can't tell you exactly how much it's going to take. One, because you got to see how the skin's going to heal with it, especially because, you know, they're doing full color realism. And
I get what she's coming from. Like, I don't know how many sessions, and if you're willing to work with my, if you want the kind of work that I do, then you'll have to accept it, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, feel
she
like,
stays busy. She's booked for like 6 months.
Right. I mean, that, I'm not dissing that she's not booked. She's obviously talented. I think I know who you're talking about. Mm. But I think saying that it's going to take as many sessions as it takes, you don't consider and you don't give a trust factor to your client. Like, I think when we get to a certain level, when we know how to tattoo certain things and we do it, especially if you do them all the time, you can kind of get a gist of an estimate. You know, she probably knows, like, this is probably going to take me about 6 sessions, you know?
They probably do give them an estimate, like, it might take like this, but you tell them, like, I don't know exactly. Like, again, I think there's a lot of factors, and I think she does get that trust from her clients just because they're going to her for her work, and they realize how long it's going to take.
Right. But remember earlier you said, like, this is the best saying that you heard before?
Mm.
Like, I don't know how long it's going to take. It works for her, but other artists should be careful saying that, you know?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Because that's just a headliner in a way, kind of. It's crazy how we're going to talk about headlines today, huh? Mm. About the social media post. But anyways, artists should be careful on that. They should kind of work at giving, at knowing estimates. Even if you think it's going to be 5 sessions, give yourself another extra session just in case, you know?
If you don't do it, you have a day off.
Huh?
And if you don't do it, you have a day off.
Yeah. For cover-ups now, I know if it's from elbow to shoulder, it's a cover-up. I'm already saying 3 sessions complete. Most of the time, they take me 2 sessions and a half, you know? But now, I'll just, because of this last experience that I had to go in half a session on the 3rd session. I realized, you know, the harder the cover-up is, the more time you need to put layers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going to cover a light approach on a dark full tattoo. That's hard. So now I just give myself an extra time. And, I mean, just learn how to. I think we all know, but I just wanted to bring that up because sometimes we gotta be careful how we say things, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, we went on a tangent there, huh? But yeah, that's how I did it. I was proud of that tattoo. It came out dope, but I definitely challenged myself and I went darker than usual. Like we always say here, you know, challenge yourself. Do something that you normally don't do. I mean, usually my light 3 caps because I have 5 caps only.
Mm-hmm.
And usually my medium, light, and extra light are always empty. Shit, I was refilling the black and the dark.
Oh, for that
times.
One?
That was a totally different approach, you know? My lights were still there.
Yeah.
So.
Do you find yourself using new caps or just refilling them?
I use new caps because I'm trying a drop system.
Oh.
And it's nobody's drop system. I just said, all right, full cap on black. You know, and then
he's guesstimating.
Then on the dark, I just went half. And then on the medium, I did 16 drops. On the light, I did 4 drops. And then on the extra light, I just did 1 drop.
Mm.
So, and if it's too light on the light with the 4 drops, just dip it into the medium and give it another little tone, you know? That's how I've been doing, just challenging myself. You been doing a tattoo that's challenging? Or approach it a different way?
Well, I'm doing that cover-ups too. That I'm covering up a 20-year-old tribal armband.
Okay.
With that.
Opaques?
With the opaques.
What is it with opaques?
And tedious. It reminds me why I don't like doing color. Yeah, exactly. Yes, Carlos, I did color. And they're covering this.
We're going to see it right here, right?
It was a tribal armband. It was, I did an eagle over it with the American flag draping down. And then on the inside, we're doing the Liberty Bell. And then he's a pretty buff dude. So the biceps like kind of warps a little bit. Uh-huh. The design. So I have to like figure out the right placement for it and still be able to get enough coverage. But yeah, I mean, we're going to hit it about two more times for that one.
How many sessions have you done so far on that?
So far, three.
Three? Are you going to do two more sessions?
Two more sessions on the inside. Yeah, probably six.
Six sessions on just on the top?
Huh?
Just from the elbow up?
Yeah.
And around, right? In the inside armpit of it?
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to take six sessions in the beginning?
Nah. I told him it might be two and a half. I told him for sure 2.5 for the outside and 2 on the inside.
So, I told him it's going to take whatever it takes, though.
I should have. Basically.
But well, you see what I'm saying? Like, the client would have been like, well, what are we looking at? You know what I mean? I mean, am I going to be here once every month for the rest of the year?
He's already planning it that way. So after that, we're moving down to the bottom.
Are you going to do more of those?
What?
Those cover-ups like that?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when I finish this one.
Cool. I mean, it's a challenge. Makes you think.
Question.
What's a question, man?
So what's it like doing cover-ups with OPEX as opposed to regular black and gray?
Let's ask the young man right here that just finished his OPEX session.
What's your question again?
What's the difference? What's it like to use OPEX in cover-ups?
As opposed to black and gray? OPEX, again, it's like it's using color basically, right? So it's a lot thicker to work with. So the canvas is more dirty. So you're wiping even more and you have to slow it down. Well, at least I had to slow it down to really get them in there. And compared to when I used to do just cover up the black and water, I'll just lay it over like I was tattooing a black and gray piece. Obviously, you have more leniency of where you place the design at with opaques because you're able to cover more. And it's not as transparent when you're using as when you're using water and black. No, that covers more.
I think you can't do cover ups with black and gray. Just gray wash.
You can to a certain point.
To a certain point, but you cannot cover like a dark line with just light gray wash.
Oh yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why opaques is a great example because opaques is like a like let's say we use a medium gray or a light gray over that dark line, then you're basically diluting the black over the skin with the lighter, like almost has white in it. And so once it heals kind of like a milky color. Mm. And then you can do a little bit more and that grabs on. So I've seen a couple of people do black and gray wash, and the areas where you needed to hit like a light opaque in there and they decided to use a light or something and just divert it, it doesn't really cover it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you have to be more, when you're just doing it with water, you have to be exact of where you're going to place your stencil and where your blacks are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're doing opaques, you don't have to be as precise.
I guess it depends what kind of cover-up you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if we're doing a small cover-up where just a tentacle comes down, let's say you're covering a fucking octopus or something.
Mm.
Right, you can do the cover up on the top because that's where the most of the stuff is. But if a small tentacle is coming down, and you're covering it with like a skull, and that tentacle is going through the cheek area or something,
the worm, you make it a worm
with the gray wash. With the gray wash, you can't cover it. You're gonna have to make that tentacle maybe look like a crack in the skin or something. But with gray washes, you can add that gray, you know. And this is all stuff that I learned from Mr. Reyes. On YouTube, if you guys know cover ups, you guys follow him. And when I learned this, I'm like, fuck, opaques, it's just game changer, you know? But I don't think you can cover it with black and gray. Gray wash.
One thing I've been doing, Carlos, is actually just been using not just straight opaques. I've been using more. I use the opaques for the background designs, kind of like I'll do the actual idea or the design in black and gray with water. And then
I'll do
the background and more opaques kind of thing. I got more like Daniel Rocha. So I've seen how he approaches and I've seen how it heals, and I kind of like that smooth, milky kind of background with a very dark focus with the design.
It sucks you can't use that whole system like on every skin.
You can't.
But on my skin? Shit, opaques were, you can't even tell, man.
They can. It just looks like black and gray.
It doesn't look right. So that defeats the purpose of using opaques.
It just looks like black and gray. He said it himself. On darker skin, it's just going to heal up like black and gray.
That's what I'm saying. So why even use it? Another thing I wanted to bring up is that reel, bro.
I do a lot of lines. I think the tip is, for me, and I taught this to Romeo, and Romeo fucking does amazing fucking line work now, is we get distracted by these videos on Instagram when someone is pulling a fucking clean line the whole way in one pass. Right? And I told Romeo, I was like, don't look at that. Don't try to approach it like that. Try to approach it by building the line. You know what I mean? Pass it once to just get the stencil out of the way, because most of the time, your line is going to be a lot thinner than your stencil line. After you pass that once, erase the stencil line and look at your actual tattoo line that you have. And now just start working it. Start going over it once or twice. It's going to take a while. You're layering your line to make it solid and clean. Oh, the comedy show?
The comedy hour. No, what was the post? I do lines.
I do lines. Let's
talk about that a little, man. I think that's just funny. I think our viewers would want to know, because they've probably seen the post. And if you guys are following us on Instagram,
yeah, bro, that's just hilarious.
Reaction. What do you think about that, Josh?
I thought it was funny.
But let's tell them what happened, if the people that don't know.
So
One of the podcasts,
Carlos cut out one of the videos that said where how I kind of sketch in lines. Mm-hmm. And basically, you can see it. I think that's the weekend I went to fucking Havasu. My phone just started fucking blowing up. I was like, what the fuck? And I think I told you too, right? Like, damn, we just got a shitload of views on this fucking video.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, we got a lot of hate comments on this one.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it was just funny to see a lot of people's emotions towards that video. I was like, for what reason?
Well,
a lot of negativity emotions.
It definitely went viral for us, you know, for whatever viral means, because we got like 1,600 likes.
Yeah.
We got 283 comments. You know what I'm saying? Let's see.
20,000 thumbs down.
How many views? It got 38,600 views. 38,600 views. You know, I mean, that's viral for us because of most of our stuff, it gets like 2,000 views, you know, from the podcast, the little clips. But, dude, I was tattooing that day when you told me about it. And I was like, what the hell? Like, that's crazy. Let me go look at it. Did you say something weird or something? But after I analyzed the video, I realized like, maybe a lot of these people obviously do not follow us. It just came on the reels on the Explore page, and you grabbed them with the hook. I do lines, you know? And so people are like, yeah.
Snorting lines.
Well, making that connection with doing lines. First of all, Josh does not do lines. He does other shit. I'm just kidding.
Hey,
we want to put his business on blast, right? But he doesn't do lines.
It's called caffeine.
But then I started reading the comments, and just a lot of tattooers, some non-tattooers too, because I clicked on their page, and it's so annoying when they're private. Like, how can you give context to something if you don't tattoo?
Yeah.
Right? But some of the tattooers were saying, that's bullshit. Just a lot of negative stuff, right?
Another thing, because Richie went through all the comments too. He was fucking having a good blast with it. And he was saying that a lot of these tattooers were like barely like 1 year, 2 year, 3 year starting.
Newbies, right?
Yeah. And he's all like, man, they fucking barely pick up a machine and they're an expert now.
Yeah. A lot of them felt like you were saying, you know, every line you do on a tattoo,
yeah,
you build it up.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Or is that wrong?
Yeah, bro, I traced that bitch. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, because I do realism. So I don't do bold, hard lines. I fucking, you know, on some edges, I'll line it out. But I won't do a fucking
But I think you were referring to, when you were saying that, weren't you referring to like small intricate lines that you do like on females or something?
Yeah, with 3-round liners, things like that.
3-round liners. So can you elaborate like what you meant? Like, because I'm here, people thinking that you're grabbing a 14-round liner and you're fucking sketching that whole line over and over. Yeah, of course you're going to work skin.
Like,
We're saying different. It's with a 3-round liner.
It's a 3-round liner, and it's not like I'm fucking busting out these traditional pieces either. They're mostly for intricate tattoos with small thin lines that I need to, you know. When I went back and I posted that, or when I was saying that I do it first and erase the stencil, is because my lines are smaller than my stencil.
They're really thin.
So I have to see what I'm doing. I have to see my actual line.
Yeah.
Before I can actually commit to the line.
Like in a nice, like if you're doing faith or something, right? Yeah. Like for instance.
And it's something that a lot of people, I mean, if you guys really get out there and see it, a lot of lettering artists do it. A lot of fucking realism artists do it. People that do 3-round liner do it, you know?
It's not like bloodlining.
Yeah, it's something more realism artists do.
Yeah, he's not traditional. Fucking sketching with 14 rounds or 9-round liners. Like,
I want to try that out. I think the only time I used a 14-round liner was fucking for texture.
For texture?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I saw a lot of hate and I was like, it's crazy. We got a glimpse of it. That's what social media is.
I remember, when I went to, it was that week. I came back from Havasu because it happened during the Havasu weekend I went. And I went to my painting class and my painting class were all tattoo artists. It's fucking 10 of us in there, or 5 to 10 of us, all tattoo artists, right? And we're all talking about it. And the same thing. It's like, it's a technique that most people utilize, especially when they're doing realism.
How did you feel when you first saw that people didn't understand your message?
I did the same thing you did. I was like, I went back. I was like, how the fuck did Carlos edit this shit?
Like, I'm going to have to talk with my media guy.
Someone's getting fired. No, yeah, because it started off like straight, just fucking hate comments from the beginning, right? And I was like, what the fuck did I say?
But my defense, that got you like, that got you guys' Instagram account, like half of the followers that you have now.
Yeah.
Like what you started with, I think it was like 500.
Yeah.
And by the time.
So we got a bunch of troll followers now.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's good. It's good for the algorithm. Good for the algorithm.
So how'd you feel? First initial,
I was like, what the fuck did I say?
Yeah. You know were you kind of like.
And I was kind of like.
Did I say something stupid?
Yeah. Did I say something stupid? Am I about to get canceled right now? Like, I know I didn't mention gender. So I was like. So. And then after that, I was like I told you, my phone just kept blowing up. So I had to fucking mute my notification thing. And then I just stopped looking at it. I was like, and then I really thought about it. I was like, well, I didn't say anything bad. All I said is, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is what you should do. And I said, this is what I recommended to one of the other guys that works here. And it works great for him too. You know? So at the end of the day, I just took it as it was. And I laugh at it.
You laugh at it?
I laugh at it, realizing like how much negativity really goes through people. Like they have the time to really put out there.
And you know what's crazy? Because we started the podcast Instagram page, like, and we rebranded it, so we didn't put the links to our pages for our tattooer pages.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I thought our links were on there.
So there was nowhere for them to like, you know. Do the research. I mean, I guess they can click on the link on YouTube and then.
No, I mean, they could have gone through other videos. Other videos were tagged on. Just for some reason, we weren't tagged on that video.
And that's my point, that I'm pretty sure none of these people did their work and say, well, let me see how his lines are so I could see.
Yeah.
They were quick to say, oh, he must be Scab Nation and all this other stuff.
I know some people did do their work because I did end up getting like 300 followers from that one, too.
Oh, you got 300 followers? Yeah. Oh, shit.
And I know it was from them because I would go back to the other page and I'll be like, oh, okay, they follow this too. Yeah.
Oh, well, some of them did then, I guess. But most of them, I saw they were just like headline readers and they were just like if that's your whole profile, you know?
Yeah.
And that's scary to see, dude. It just taught me a lesson that people,
People just take the first thing people they see just take and what they read, run with it.
And then they just assume that that's what it is and that's what you're about. They don't do the work to...
I think that's just what this whole society is now, though. Like, nobody's willing to do their research into things.
They just see whatever you posted and they're just going to bash it.
They clickbait and they're fucking... They speak with their emotions.
Crazy, man. I could never... And I went in there and I tried to
bro, I didn't see that because I had muted it, but I guess Tony told me that you went in there and started talking shit too.
I was going to Vegas. I went to Vegas that weekend and I was like, I was a little drunk on one night and I was like, I'm gonna go in there and fuck with some of these, but it's just a lot of work. Yeah. I wasn't talking shit to them. Some of them that were saying like bad things, I'm like, bro, his lines are great. You know, you need Jesus in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit like that. I just saw, like, I really wanted, I didn't say like, man, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about or nothing. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I could have, and I wanted to, but I was like, is this energy worth
doing? Is it worth spending your energy on it?
It's not. And I understand why a lot of people do not reply back to all these, and it's fine, but it's a lot of work.
There's a reason why people that say that, like, don't reply back to
your
comments. Like, don't reply back to the bad comments.
Yeah.
Reply that. You're not going to win over someone that's fucking just...
Yeah, like, what does it take? Because I can never go into some pages and just...
Start talking,
negative, dude, like, to write something. Sometimes they write paragraphs. It's hard to write paragraphs on that phone.
Oh, for real? Like...
And so there's people that write a lot, and even... I don't know. I was just like, damn.
I've never had the urge to... If I see something I don't like, I never had the urge to go in there and be like... Blah, this and this, this and this, this and this. It's, you know, I'm just like, all right,
nothing
cool.
Nothing has ever triggered you?
No, I'll just slide.
That's what
I'll
this was. Up. This was a trigger to some people. I get triggered a lot of people to write, you know? Mm. Maybe other things they don't mind, they'll laugh about it. But this, like, because you did mention, you know, I see a lot of people on Instagram doing those perfect lines or whatever, one pass, right?
Mm.
Well, of course, those are staged and those, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're... They're staged to do the...
You're about to get canceled too.
Oh. Some of them are staged, guys, to do that perfect line, you know?
No.
And if it splatters, they're like, oh, let's do it again. Let's do it in another spot. Like, we all know everybody does that shit, dude.
No.
But I just tripping out, dude, like how people is just... You struck a nerve. You clearly struck a nerve right there, you know?
Mm.
What else can we struck a nerve in? We need enough, more followers, right? That was crazy, man.
So much extra negativity, or all that negativity fucking still brings a lot of views to your page.
Yeah.
And while we did get a lot of good comments too, like from other artists and that were actually
supporting it.
And they're fucking, they even said, like, one of the comments I read was like, yeah, this is a technique that realism artists use at times. So it's just, I think if some people just get so fucking tunnel vision and once process, they're not willing to, you know, grow or open their mind to their different possibilities.
Yeah, we got a glimpse of it, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So hopefully the next one's yours.
Huh?
The next one's yours.
Ooh. Is my shirt going to go viral?
Huh? I mean, Carlos, what'd you think about it? You're seeing those comments too and those fucking like things popping up. I even told you about it.
I'm only viewing it as as somebody who's like trying to get the content out there. So if for me this is a win. Like, got you guys followers, I got you guys attention. The only thing we can do from here is try to get more, and that's how I see it. I don't, whether it's good or bad, like, it's still content and it's still gonna get you out there on the algorithm. So
yeah, and one thing I want to say about it is also like, because speaking about how the whole rebranding is the mindset, right? A lot of people would have taken those comments and fucking bashed themselves, you know? Been like, fucking, it would have, it's really online bullying, and it fucking does fuck with your head a little bit. And it did fuck with my head at the beginning.
It got to you a little bit?
No, in the beginning when I was first reading them, yeah. But I had to sit back.
Did you want to erase it a little bit?
Nah, it never crossed my mind to erase it. I think it was mostly, like I said, like, what did I say? But I feel like you, when it goes to that situation, you have to, like, really back away from it and see it from a different perspective. And that's how I did it, where I was just like, all right, well, I didn't really, I'm not going to fucking be angry or be sad about this. Like, so I just look at the positive things. So I was like, okay, well, we're getting more views. Yeah. We're getting more followers from it. Oh, well. And I'm getting a laugh out of it.
I think you should consider also that people who are talking shit are more likely people who are in positions in life that are not even close to like yours. So I feel like they feel like by saying things like this, that's going to make themselves feel better. Because at least for the majority of the like hate comments and stuff like that, that people get in anything, whether it's what you said or any other video, it's the majority of the people who are trolling are just people who are in very low places in life.
Mm. That being said, we're making a shirt that says I do lines. And we're going to sell it for $9.99 just in a special right now. I do lines and Josh is going to be right there with a fucking snorer.
And, with the tattoo tube.
Yeah, there you go.
No? That's a good shirt, though.
Huh?
A good shirt.
Yeah, that's crazy, that's dude.
Another thing we had this month, too, huh? We got a bunch of hate comments and we had Hillary.
Oh, yeah, Hillary. It all came down to us. And we're still here, motherfuckers. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I mean, but I guess this goes back into the next topic that we're talking about. I feel like we're going to see a lot of that more, but people are going to get used to it because we're seeing a lot more people in this industry doing more content towards this industry. There's more podcasts, there's more, you know, vlogs, more people are utilizing social media to show a little bit more of their life in social media. Well, at least from what we've seen, people we follow as well.
Yeah. You know? No, just recently we saw another podcast come up.
Yeah.
That another shop is starting, and that I think that's dope, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I think people are seeing the value, they're seeing more of the value of the podcast and more of that. Bringing out your personality through a podcast is another way of bringing content out, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've seen all female one come up. We came across some other two that are in the East Coast. You know, on theirs, they blew up fast because they have a lot of followers. You know what I'm saying?
On TikTok.
On TikTok, right? Yeah. They're TikTok strong. Yes. And what?
That dude's hilarious.
Content?
Yeah.
Thought to kind of dry, but I mean, maybe I'm a hater.
It's dark humor for sure. You guys know, I forgot his name, but he's based out in Florida. Really, pretty good humor.
Yeah, so podcasts, they're becoming more relevant. It was raining. Let's do it again. I don't know what that sound was. Yeah, so podcasts are becoming more relevant in the tattoo industry as well, dude. Like, people are finding that, hey, let's just talk about the industry or about ourselves, and maybe out of that we'll get more exposure, right?
Yeah.
We've been doing this, what, almost 3 years now?
Almost 3 years.
And it's crazy to see that when we first started, there wasn't that many we can compare to, you know?
I think there's like one or two that we saw.
Yeah, like the OGs, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. Wrong content. The Guardians podcast or something? What is it? Tattoo Guardians with Matt Clemmer.
Matt Clemmer.
Shout out to Matt Clemmer.
Fireside.
Who's supposed to be on our podcast? What happened? We never connected. Oh, Fireside was one of the originals, I think. Fireside, one of the first one of the ever.
Original with content towards.
And we've seen some start right away, and it looks like they're going to be good. Like, yeah. Solid had a potential, and it just stopped.
Yeah.
You know, it had like 3 or 4 episodes, and it stopped. Some of them have the resources to just have dope stuff, and they stopped.
A commitment for sure.
Definitely commitment, dude, because it's like...
Happened to the one you guys did at Incon.
I don't know. As in...
I don't think it's been released yet. I think they're releasing them little by little.
By little?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one at Incon, too. Yeah, it's just a great way to let yourself be known more, not just in the tattooing, dude. Because that's the thing, man. Like, I tell, and this will segue into another topic, but I tell a lot of these young artists that I work with us, it's like, you can't. Tattooing is just one aspect of your whole persona. It's just one. Mm-hmm. We make the mistake that tattooing is everything, and that's what people care about.
Yeah.
You know? We need to remind them, well, I like to remind myself, that tattooing is like, you know, 25% of my life. I'm a father. That's another 20%. I'm a husband. That's another 20%. And I, whatever the other 25% can be, you know, I'm that too. But we make the mistake that just tattooing is what people care about. People care about the other three things. So you got to mix that into your content, you know? And if you don't do that, then people are just going to be like, oh, okay, I get it, dude. You tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did another tattoo. Okay, badass. You know, like, take on a challenge, you know? Like our boy Tony, he's take out 75 hard challenge, man. I'm pretty sure he's getting a lot more people viewing him because he's doing something that is hard to do. You know, we can't even fucking pass 10 days or 4 days, you know? And he's on fucking day 60 or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And him highlighting that, I think a lot of people want to see that, you know? But we make the mistake sometimes that's not what people want to see. They just want to see tattoos.
That, yeah. I mean, I thought you were talking about, brain fart.
About what?
Working out. That you were talking about working out. People don't want to post that. But I was going to say, yeah, maybe because people, like, you feel like you're going to quit, then you're going to fucking, you know.
I mean, yeah, you're right. People feel like, why am I going to expose it if I know I'm going to quit?
Yeah.
Bro, I've started my fucking, what was that hashtag I used?
Gorditos on a challenge.
Gordito on a mission.
Oh.
I started that hashtag and I started and I stopped. And nobody has ever came up to me and be like, bro, why you always start that and then you quit?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's ever told me that. And if they did tell me that, I'd be like,
surely.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
And if they did come and tell me that, I'd be like, why the fuck do you care? You know what I'm saying? Like, I post whatever I want to post. Like, we make that mistake that sometimes people are going to judge you, and so that's why we're not going to put content out there. But I'm just highlighting Tony because Tony's an amazing artist, you know? He doesn't really need content, other content, but it's cool to see. And that's why I tell people, post a lot about your different ideas and different aspects of your life and see what happens from that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get a better overall perception of you if you want to be out there. This is for people that if they want to be out there. If you're an introvert and you don't want to be out there, you know?
A tattoo and off-road.
White screenshot. Huh?
Like, I tattoo on off-road.
You tattoo on what?
An off-road.
Oh, an off-road. So, I don't know, man. It's just... But anyways, yeah. Going back to the podcast thing. Yeah, man. I can't wait to see a lot more around here. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we get some invites, you know, to be the podcast. That's pretty cool. But...
I just like to see how more people out there are becoming more like open-minded about things, you know, accepting the fact that you can use and utilize social media for something different than just posting your tattoos every day. And I guess it allows the industry to grow even more that way because now you're releasing information that helps others.
And it's not just on tattooing, dude. I follow a lot of real estate guys for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe I'm going to buy a house or something soon. I don't know.
Don't do it.
But I follow this one guy, and he just came out on my feed, and he was very entertaining. I follow him just for the entertainment purposes, and now he's blowing up, and he's consistent on that. And he does like reels and they're funny sometimes. Sometimes there's another guy that raps. He'll do like cover albums of like,
Brian.
Brian? I tell him to rap all the time, but he doesn't want to. But this real estate guy, he puts on his glasses, he's dressed down, he'll do like a Dr. Dre type of cover. But he'll change the lyrics to him buying that he sells houses. He's got the hookup, this and that, and it's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And now he's using this in reels and he's getting more exposure than the vanilla videos of people saying, hey, I got this house for sale. It's this, this, and that. These are the bedrooms. He's wrapping it. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of views. So they're just being creative, you know? So I think you got to be creative right now, dude, because like, there's, you know, there's this whole idea. I don't like to give into it, to be honest, about the idea that it's a slow season. You know, what do you think? You think there's a slow season?
I don't think it's a slow season. I just think right now, I feel like we're finally getting hit with all the, you know, other industries before us. They were like slowing down, you know, because of the economy, all this and that. I think it finally reached our industry. Obviously, there's still going to be people getting tattooed.
Yeah.
It's just people in our... are not as booked as far as they were before.
Okay. I mean, I do see that. And I've been toying with this idea of like putting a reel up of saying like, you know, we say it's a slow season, but then you got to reflect on your habits or on our habits, right? And are our habits still the same as when we were grinding and we had 2, 3, 4 months booked on time? Mm-hmm. At a time, you know, were you putting in those hours at the shop? Were you designing? Were you contacting people? Were you proactively asking people, hey, you want to get tattooed? And if that, and I really think it's a product of us being comfortable that it was just coming in, you know, and all of a sudden all that wave stops and then you're like, well, shit, what do I do? You know, mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that you got to keep doing all that stuff. You got to be contacting people. If you see that it's slowing down, do specials, dude. Do specials on stuff that you want to do. You know, don't do specials on cover-ups if you know that they're going to be really hard, you know? But something that is pretty popular, like I did a portrait special. Tony did a portrait special, and I got like four.
Well, I feel like a lot of people aren't willing to do those because they feel like it diminishes their work quality.
What do you mean?
Like, it puts their quality down, like it undervalues them, their work.
By dropping the special?
Yeah. What do you say to that?
I would say, do you have bills to pay? Because if your perception is being viewed as, I don't want to be perceived as I'm lowering my prices, but yeah, you're still struggling to pay that bill. Mm-hmm. Then that's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think at the end of the day, reality hits and you need to pay that car note and you need to pay that, you know, that cell phone bill. You know what I'm saying? But if that cell phone bill don't care what your perception of your value is, it needs to get paid, right? And so if you don't do those specials to get clients that normally wouldn't be coming at right now at this time, then you're going to suffer. Yeah, that's what I say. At the end of the day, sometimes we have to.
So right now what you're trying to say is basically try to get as many views as on you, as many eyeballs as you can on your page, because you'll have more chances on booking tattoos.
I think just staying busy. I don't even think it's on views. Just staying busy, because let's give an example, okay? If there's an artist that charges $1,000 for his full day, right? But he's seeing that not a lot of people are booking for $1,000 rates for his full day, his or hers, right? Let's just say there's a certain one. He or she is seeing that they're not booking in advance. Well, you have two options. You could wait till people start picking up those $1,000 ones and just be patient. But what happens in those days that you're waiting in between? There's no work, right? You have all these days in between that are off. What I'm saying is do a special that by naming it a special, you're not going to be doing the same full days. But let's say you're badass at doing a rose. You know, you have a certain rose that you like to do. And you nail it and everybody loves it. Do the special for $300, $500. What does that do to you? It gets people interested in your work again. they'll book because they say, well, maybe I don't have the $1,000 you usually charge, but I have the $300. Let's do something.
Mm.
Cool. Now you, instead of having a $0 day because you're waiting for those 1,000 ones to hit, now you have some in-betweens that are 300, 400, 500, right? Now you have content to do. Now you're doing a fresh tattoo on somebody. Now that is a potential lead for somebody else, or for them to talk to somebody else. Like, I just got this done. And maybe the next person that they showed, maybe they do have the $1,000 because they don't want a rose. They want a Grim Reaper or something, right? But that's not the special. So I think the trick is, it's not that you're devaluating yourself, because I've thought about this too. And yeah, you know, every time I do a special, I'm always thinking how it's perceived or whatnot, right? At the end of the day, perception does not pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Actual money coming in from a tattoo pays your bills. And so as an artist, we have to sit back and think about that. Is our perception more important than our paying our bills? Or is that car going to be picked up by your tattoo? But you're waiting for somebody to come in and get tattooed, and then your car, your nice fancy car outside, is gonna be fucking repoed because you're waiting on your perception. You don't want to damage your perception of, well, I'm a high value artist. You get me? I hope I explained that right.
Yeah.
You know, it's mindset. It's really mindset.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, it's necessity at that point.
Exactly. You need necessity, and sometimes we need to shift away from. We shift away from, oh, I'm going to devalue that, the whole mindset of like, I'm going to devalue my stuff. Know what I said, though. I didn't say do full day sessions at half. You can, but do something that is maybe smaller that, you know, people will jump on. Like portraits, dude, I haven't done them in a long time and I love doing them, but I was like, why don't I get portraits? It's because you don't promote what you don't get, right? You get what you don't promote. Let me reset. You promote what you do. What you tattoo. And usually I promote big 2-day pieces. Well, a portrait is not a 2-3-day session. You know, it's more of a theme. So that's why I don't get them. So I started promoting these portraits, and I was able to get some, and they're fun and they're challenging and they humble you. And I didn't get my full day rate. I charged $700 for portraits.
Mm-hmm.
But they humbled me, man. Like, just to get the nose soft, you know, make it look like it's stand back. It's stressing, you know? It's a lot more stressing than sitting down 2 or 3 days on a big piece that's already, that you can nail, that it looks like an eagle. An eagle's an eagle.
You could change things up.
Yeah, but doing I did a portrait of a little boy, and it's stressing to make sure that the expression is the same that the client gave you.
Mm.
And mind you, I'm getting paid way less than I usually charge, you know? But there's content there. People are seeing, okay, he's staying busy. Does that
feel a little unmotivating?
What?
That you're getting paid less for something you normally...
No, because I purposely said to myself, going back to the idea of being slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a mindset if you're slow, right? But it didn't... what was the question you asked?
Does it feel unmotivating charging less than...
Does it feel unmotivating? No, because I know that maybe that day I was going to make zero because I didn't have anybody.
That's what I was going to say too. It was like, hey, 300 is better than zero.
Yeah. And I think we have to sometimes think that, you know what? If you know your calendar. Every artist knows their calendar. And they know, odds are you cannot probably get a last minute... fill into your week.
Mm.
It's harder to do that than to fill out 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now or a month from now. Everybody's willing to set the appointment for a month from now. But the closer it is to today,
it's
harder to fill in, right? The higher percentage that you can't get somebody. So if you do a special and you plug in those days in between that you know, you're not going to do a special for the next month. You're going to do it for like the next 2-3 weeks. Hey, get in. I'm going to do a special. I'm going to lower my prices to do this certain type of job. In this case, for me, it was portraits. So I was plugging in days that I would have had zero income coming in as an artist, you know, but now they're like $700 pieces.
Mm.
And so it doesn't make me feel any different. I'm just working. And at the end of the day, necessity falls in more than ego, you know, and we have to drop that, dude.
Facts.
Well, that's a tip. That's what I tip.
Drop the mic.
Boom. Oh, I like the way you said that. You like necessity, bro. We all need to pay our bills, bro. And whether it's busy season or slow season, that car note does not say, hey, bro, is it slow season so we can, like, do it half price?
No, I ask you that because, I mean, seeing, we know a lot of artists, and seeing them, its image is most important.
A lot of them, yeah.
And obviously,
perception, right?
Perception of your image is a lot more important. And having specials does I'm not saying it damages it. They view it as diminishing your.
Have you heard it from people, or is that just like your opinion? We've heard it. Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think we had it on a podcast. I don't remember which one it was, but we've heard it.
Huh. Oh, from other people saying it?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And I guess that's all mindset, dude, because at the end of the day, like, we know as artists, we know the industry. And if you have last minute cancellations all the time, you're constantly hearing it from an artist, that means that artist is not busy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just say, just be real, dude. Like, hey, man, I have a lot of time in between right here, right now. What do you guys want to do? I'll work with you. I just want a tattoo. Mm-hmm. Like, if we just talk like that, real to each other, you'd be surprised how many people be like, man, well, that's all you had to say, dog, you know? I'm over here thinking you're super busy. You know what I'm saying? But I've been wanting to get in, and now, you know, I see that you're not that busy. Can you do this piece now? You know?
Yeah.
But I guess sometimes we don't want to be that vulnerable on social media because our perception is we're tattoo artists and we're balling out of our minds. You know, we can wear fancy shirts like this that cost me, you know, like $9. But it looks like a $50 shirt. Does it look like a $50 shirt?
It's more like $500.
Appreciate that, man. It was my Vegas shirt.
That was, what was it, Versace up
for? Versace. More like
Fosachi.
Fosachi. more like no manches. But, dude, I mean, we're tapping into a very, like, you know, like a controversial type of topic, dude. Tattoo artists don't want to appear in need. You ever notice that? Yeah. Why? Why do we don't want to appear in need? Like, not in need, or maybe what's the better word? You want to help us out with that? Huh? Vulnerable. Vulnerable to the need of making money or getting money, or that need that they need money, or I don't know how to say it. I'm not very good at words.
Because it goes back to being a tattoo artist, you kind of have that sense that you're an entrepreneur. You're basically creating your own money. You don't have a paycheck. You have to make your money, right? So if you're showing people that you're not making money, obviously you're failing.
And so it shows that maybe you're not really that good at entrepreneuring. Yeah. So they don't want to say that.
Or, yeah. That could be it.
That's another one.
No.
Yeah. You nailed it on the head. People don't want to appear like they're failing, you know? But it's not really failing, guys. It's like maybe business is like it's a two-way communication, right? You're really good at it, good things come back. You're making money, you're making connections, everything is good. Like it feeds you what you're the market will tell you if you're good or not. The market meaning people paying you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting paid back right now, it's because it's telling you you're lacking something. And that doesn't mean you fail. There is no just fail. The beautiful thing about in business and in a tattoo business career is that your career doesn't end in one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting money in during the month, that just means that it's telling you, hey, you need to work on some stuff, man. You need to get out there more. Maybe look back. Are you out there as much? Are you promoting yourself as much? Have you talked to new people? Or do you just, you know, just wait at the tattoo shop waiting for walk-ins to come in with your hands like this? Mm-hmm. Or are you going out to the grocery store and what's up, man? Oh, man, that's a nice tattoo right there, dude. Where'd you get that work? Oh, man, you know, I used to get it at this one spot in, you know, Long Beach, but I moved to Rialto now. And hold on, let me finish my example here, you know? But now I'm looking for a new artist. Oh, bro. Bro, I'm a tattoo artist in Fontana, bro. That's like next door. If you want, here's my number and let's connect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We forget to make those connections. What were you going to say?
I was like, just be careful going up to people at the grocery store because they might break your window.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
You knew it was coming.
Huh?
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I knew you said that. Yeah, well, that's a story for another time. Oh, let's tell the story. Fuck it. Let's tell it. I don't know if I ever stole it, but said it because it's a prime example that I really do what I talk about, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at the grocery store, and at this time, we had just started the shop, so I'm eager to fucking, you know, say, hey.
No, this is where we first started tattooing at a garage.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay, whenever it was.
Yeah.
I'm always eager to say, hey, I'm a tattoo artist, you know? So I'm at the grocery store with my kids and my wife, and we're at the meat market, and then here comes two ladies passing by, and they're a couple, right? I didn't notice the one of them, right? I noticed only one, and she had a tattoo, and it was just popping, and it was high contrast, and I stared at it. Mind you, that the other girl.
The partner.
I'm going to try to be as politically correct as possible here. Walking behind, and she's scoping me out, right? She's seeing that I'm, quote unquote, checking her out, but I'm just looking to tattoo. And my wife is, you know, picking out the groceries on one side, and I'm just looking and trying to see like how it looks. You know what I'm saying? I'm genuinely looking at the tattoo. And then the partner comes and she's like, yo, you know, that's my girl, you know? Hey, that's your girl over there. And I'm like, whoa, like, wait a minute. What was going on? You know, I'm trying to see like, man, that's a badass contrast. And I'm analyzing the tattoo. And here comes this girl and accusing me of me checking out her partner. And I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, I see you checking her out, you know, like that. Come on, I'm right here. And I'm just, okay, so I'm coming to it. I'm like, oh, this person thinks that I'm checking out their partner. And I was like, no, my bad. You know, I didn't mean it like that. Like, maybe I looked at her weird or something, but I was just kind of like analyzing the tattoo. And I'm like, no, I'm a tattoo artist. You know, I apologize. But that partner, you know, she didn't want to hear. She didn't have nothing to do with that conversation. They just left all mad. And she just felt badass, kind of like talking down to me, I guess, you know. Yeah. But I was like, is it worth it too? Go and argue. I'm like, nah, it's not. And Shirley comes to me like, well, what happened? And I'm like, this girl thought I was checking her partner out, you know? But the reason why I'm saying this story is because I genuinely look at people's tattoos, but now I'm more careful.
Say what happened after, though.
Huh?
Say what happened after.
No, but I don't know if that was it, though. That's the thing, you know? But, anyways, let me finish that. So then we walk outside the grocery store and tell me when my rear window is broken.
They used to say rickety-tat.
No, it didn't. It didn't have that.
I thought it had your...
No, that's why I'm tripping out. Like, it didn't have it. It was just a coincidence, but it's good to tell the story like that, right? No, but it didn't have that. It didn't say rickety-tat. That was a long time ago when I had the
graphics in the back?
Graphics, yeah. So
maybe they saw you guys pull in.
Maybe, or...
Like, oh, that's his car.
I don't know. I mean,
look that fool.
Yeah. I think it's this guy's. It looks like a tattoo artist car.
Fucking busted a baby D. Just broke his window.
Yeah. So, but I do look at people. If I'm at the mall, I look at people's tattoos and I'm careful now to not gawk at it, I guess. I'm casually, you know, I try not to look at female tattoos, I guess, for that reason. But I'll look at some dude's tattoos and I'll genuinely say, like, hey, man, that's a nice tattoo. And then I'll casually kind of introduce our shop and it works well like that, you know? And that's what we need to do, man. You know, that's the kind of stuff. Just don't get your windows broken.
Well, one thing I see and one thing I do too is like most of us as artists, we do that. We look at, if we're out in public, we see people with tattoos, we'll be staring at them. Mm-hmm. We'll be staring at their tattoos to see how does it look. You know, we're studying it.
Yeah.
In a way. Especially if it's really good work.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain that to people sometimes. And also, like, if you catch this artist, you know, out to dinner and we're having a conversation, we're normally talking about people's skin.
Yeah.
Someone sitting behind us and they're hearing us, they're just like, oh, these fuckers are like psychopaths. Yeah. I was like, oh, that skin was so soft, man. You should have seen that go in. Nice. It sounds weird to people outside, but I mean, as artists, like we're analyzing and we're always studying.
Yeah. You know, and like, that's just an extreme example of what happens, but we have to be out there, guys. It's just social media is helps us a lot, but it doesn't help us immediately, you know? And sometimes we need to just connect with more people. And like I said, going back to what I said earlier, the business will tell you that there's something wrong. If you're not making enough, if you're not getting enough clients, the business is telling you, hey, you need to step it up in something else. It's as simple as that, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we maybe don't know how to read that. Maybe we don't know why it's not busy. But if you study yourself and really reflect back and just analyze, all right, well, am I connecting with enough people? Am I showing enough examples of work? Am I being at the shop, being available for that one call, that one walk-in? Maybe nothing happens, but I doubt you're going to be sleeping at the shop, you know? You're going to be tattooing or drawing something, you know? Mm-hmm. Or maybe connecting with another artist and learning how to do a certain technique. Like, there's ways to do things. Can't just accept like, oh, it's slow, so it's gonna be slow for me. I kind of welcome these challenges, you know. Like, I have to step back and I have to change my mindset. I'm like, all right, it's slow. Let's see how can you pick it up, Ricky? Can you pick it up? You know, can you go from, you know, not as many clients this month to 2 months from now? Can you be like super booked? Let's take on that challenge because guess what's happening? October, November, December, January is coming. Those are quote unquote slower days because nobody likes to, you know, everybody thinks that those are the slow days, you know? So my challenge is to be super busy around those times. So what do I got to do now? Get to work. Let's grind it out. Work Sundays, work Saturdays, you know? Come in here and work on a Sunday or something. You get that money. Like, we got to
see Carlos laughing
that challenge. So don't believe in that, guys. I know it's hard, but just try to stay positive and give me a call. I'll give you guys a tip. I don't know. That's all I got to say today. What about you?
I think that was a pretty good show today. I mean, informative.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, grind out.
Show off my shirt.
Grind out.
So we out. See you guys on the next one.